The back and forth over energy continues on Capitol Hill. Today, Democratic House leaders announced their plan to lower gas prices and increase renewable energy. They're fighting back against a Republican energy package built around offshore oil drilling and opening more domestic resources, including the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. California Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said her party's plan would also increase domestic oil supply, but in a more responsible way.
This comprehensive energy legislation is, again, is a result of serious compromise among Democrats to bring down gas prices now and invest in clean, renewable future. Republicans must set aside their drill only. Even their own supporters have said we cannot drill ourselves out of this emergency situation. And it will come down to this. It will come down to this when it comes to energy. Whose side are you on, the side of the American consumer and the taxpayer, or big oil?
Republicans say their energy plan does more than drill. It also offers tax incentives for conservation efforts and uses drilling revenues to start a renewable energy trust fund. Republicans began a rallying cry over the summer to drill, which gained momentum as gas prices remained high. That put the heat on Democrats to come up with their own drilling plan. While they still oppose opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, many Democrats are now supporting limited offshore drilling. Speaker Pelosi changed her position, saying she will allow the House to vote on offshore drilling, but only if it is tied to a broader energy package. Pelosi says she still believes drilling alone won't bring down prices at the pump.
If they want to drill offshore, we say, okay, if you want to drill in the outer continental shelf, let's have a discussion and a change of the relationship between our oil, which is owned by the American people, the desire of big oil for us to subsidize their drilling, and us not to, the American people not getting the benefit of the profits.
Pelosi says Democrats are still hammering out exactly where they would allow offshore drilling, but it would include southeastern states, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia. The Democrats' plan would also encourage conservation, increase taxes on oil companies, and invest in green technology and job training. Meanwhile, the Senate is wrangling over energy, but a bipartisan group called the Gang of Ten is trying to gain support for its plan, which partners offshore drilling with conservation efforts. At today's press conference in the Capitol, Speaker Pelosi was asked about her take on Governor Sarah Palin's run for vice president. Pelosi is the first female Speaker of the House, but she put politics and philosophy first.
I congratulate her on her historic candidacy. I completely oppose her policy, and I look forward to the election. I'm working very hard for the election of Barack Obama and Joe Biden to take our country in a new direction.
Governor Palin is the first female Republican vice presidential candidate.